Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel. We can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now let us begin to uncover something regarding your career path, what you might do, what you might be interested in as fields of work, job or business. But here we will use the Artha houses, that is to say, the second house, the sixth house and the tenth house. The three houses which one studies dominantly for career path, business and so on. Because 2nd, 6th and 10th houses determine who, and the lords of those, whatever is going on in the 2nd house, whatever is going on in the 6th house and 10th house determine pretty much what your inclination towards career or job or business would be like. 2nd house is your family and your earning wealth, how you earn your wealth. In terms of career, we are speaking here. 6th house stands for your daily routines. What you're doing is daily because your job or business is pretty much part of a daily routine, isn't it? And 10th house as the success factors, the fame, recognition and your appearance in the public world, in the world at large, out there, not in your home. Okay? These are the Artha houses, the means of earning a living. We will cover this, number two, as per each rising sign, right from Aries through Pisces, we shall cover it because the lords of 2nd, 6th and 10th houses change with every rising sign, isn't it? So we shall cover this first, begin with the principles of each of the rising signs, cover those first. And then we shall move on to details of case studies because case studies will reveal something more, obviously, like we just covered the Amartya Karaka series and case studies, isn't it? You have to ground your knowledge with studying in a chart, how it plays out in a chart, because chart has got millions of combinations. So we have to study with respect to case studies, and I shall cover this in the same style as Amartya Karaka, so you're not confused. Number three, how lords of each of the above is playing out. 2nd house, 6th house and 10th house for every rising sign has some lord. Lord of 2nd, Lord of 6th, Lord of 10th. I shall cover how the principles of Lord of each of the above plays out, first as per rising signs in general, and then we shall go on to case studies, because case studies will give a combo. Number 4, in D1 or natal chart, as how it manifests in physical reality, this is the principle. Whatever is in your divisional chart must tally with the natal chart. That's the rule. Okay. So natal chart, since we have already covered this in detail, is always the manifestation of your physical reality. If you want to see something shows up or how it shows up in your physical reality, that's natal chart. So we shall cover that also in the case studies. In D10 or Dashamsha chart, divisional chart, which is also analyzed for career, we will consider this as what attributes one brings into one's career and later in life. Okay, just similar as D1 and D9, but now we are going to D10. And what is your internal approach towards your career and whether career does change in one's life or not? We shall study that. Case studies I'm taking from Gen Z charts, random charts of all people born after the year 1998, both in D1 and D10. So this will be the underlying basis of how we'll study career in terms of Parashara system, not the Jaimini now. We are not taking the Karakas. We are taking the houses of 2nd, 6th and 10th Lord, and we are studying it as per the Parashara system, the BPHS. You can even build in Nakshatra later on into this if you want. Where is the 2nd Lord placed in which sign, house and Nakshatra? This will be a little more detailed. But let's just begin with basics. Always best to go back to basics and evaluate, isn't it? So we'll study with that. And let's see where this journey takes us. Now let's speak of Scorpio rising and the possible career paths that Scorpio rising people can take. Let's begin with the first house. First house is Scorpio itself. So there is a tendency for these people to have grudges against all areas of their life. Remember, whatever ascendant is their sign, it wants to take that aspect of it in various areas of its life. So when it comes to careers, the best thing for Scorpios to progress is stop having grudges so much with your people, whoever you're working with. Let it be the 2nd house, 6th house or 10th house, but your basic tendency to have grudges must be let go of. Okay. So let's begin with the 2nd house, the Artha house. The house of values now has Jupiter in as Sagittarius, in and as Sagittarius. Okay. Now Sagittarius is fond of rules and guidelines, making rules and guidelines, making a charter for people to follow. That's what Jupiter loves in Sagittarius. So Scorpio people, they love to have an earning value system or a job or a career or a business which would have that as a dominant one. Are the rules being followed properly? Is there a dharma aspect to it? Sagittarius is the dharma sign. So doing the right thing, a proper moral, ethical compass, more than moral compass. Both Leo in the 10th house for Scorpio and Sagittarius in the 2nd house show these people are strongly driven to act, take action by something which is an ethical compass. That's their main drive. They may rebel against something if Rahu Ketu start aspecting these. That's a different issue. But a general tendency of a Scorpio ascendant is to make rules and guidelines or to select a career path which has proper rules and guidelines. They don't like erratic stuff, okay? Not making up stuff in your mind and going along. That's what Scorpio will rebel against very strongly. One of the less understood aspects of Scorpio rising or Scorpio as a sign is it is very traditional in nature. They're not fond of deviating from the tradition. Why? Because their value system is driven by Sagittarius. Remember, I spoke of this extensively in other rising signs. Second house, more than anything, is the value system, is the kind of family you're born in. So they talk of rules and guidelines more. Second house is also the house of speech. In addition to ways of earning money, it's also the house of speech. So Scorpio rising will dictate rules to everyone. No, you should do it like this. You should do it like this. You should follow this guideline. You should obey these rules. Therefore, they end up selecting careers which are in enforcement, law enforcement. Now let's switch to the sixth house. Mars is there in Aries. Very strong sign. And the Lord of the First as well, the co-Lord of the First. So, Scorpio is very driven to making lots of changes in their daily routines. Aries is an initiator. They want to constantly make changes there. And sixth house being the house of daily routines, it wants to make changes in its daily routines, start something new in daily work and routines. And they will bring this to workplace, since we are talking of careers. So they'll try to bring this to workplace also, this attitude. Also, remember, sixth house is the house of enemies, sixth house is the house of conflicts. Mars loves a conflict. Bring it on, Mars says, whatever you got. So Scorpio is very brave in tackling conflicts. Scorpio ascendants are not afraid of a face-to-face off kind of a situation in daily work. Say, okay, bring it on, I'm here. See what you got. Warrior mentality. Therefore, these people also end up in law enforcement of various kinds, military, police, you name it. All kinds of law enforcement agencies they will end up becoming a part of. If Ketu also sits here, for example, along with Mars in 6th for a Scorpio ascendant, they might become investigative agencies. It's a secret service, FBI, CIA, or in, if you take India, it might be RAW. Research and analysis wing, that kind of a thing, because it is secretive. Ketu does work in the background, but still it is in law enforcement. This is one of the reasons why Scorpio's ascendants tend to get into law enforcement. First of all, there is Jupiter as Sagittarius as rules and guidelines, and Mars in the sixth house as the warrior who takes it forward in the daily routines. 10th house has Leo. Scorpio is a secretive sign. Secretly, all Scorpio ascendants desire fame in the public life. So, remember something about the trines, because 2nd house, 6th house and 10th house are all trine to each other, isn't it? They are in 159 kind of positions to each other. Therefore, whatever the Lord of the 6th house is there, you want to observe how that supports the Lord of the 10th house, generally speaking. Then you'll get a closer picture of what the career is. Mars supports Sun very actively. Again, once again, it shows positions of leadership. Positions of leadership in management, in the area of law enforcement, in the area of law. More like law enforcement, not so much judiciary, unless Jupiter is placed there. If the Lord of Second is placed there, they will bring the Dharma aspect to the professional field in the public life. Then it becomes more like judiciary kind of law, not law enforcement kind of law. If Mars is placed here, it might become law enforcement. If the sixth Lord is placed in 10th for a Scorpio, it might become more aggressive in approach, and it is supported because since it is sitting in Leo. Now let's look at the co-lords, generics, and how that plays out. Now let's look at the Lord of the Rising Signs and disposition. Let's go one by one. On the screen, Scorpio is intense, determined and transformative. Because the ascendant itself is transformative, it has to learn to let go of certain things, embrace some new things that come along its way. This becomes a dominant challenge for Scorpio natives throughout their life, more so in career even. These natives are deep thinkers with powerful focus and resilience. They often approach careers with intensity. Everything intense is Scorpio because Mars and Ketu both rule it. Persistence and strong need to prove themselves. Sun in the 10th house. While secrecy and control can make them appear guarded, their ability to handle crisis and transformation allows them to thrive in high-pressure environments. Remember, Sagittarius is a muted sign. Therefore, all Scorpio ascendants by default will have very frugal speech tendency. They speak very less. They are very quiet type. Sagittarius is a muted sign. The one who yammers along a lot is Gemini. So Sagittarius is the opposite. It's a quiet one. So what is the influence of the career lords tell us? Second house, Jupiter, Sagittarius, like we saw. Second house governs wealth, ways of earning wealth, resources and speech. Also, as a sideline, remember, second house stands for your family, where you were born into, or your family afterwards, wherever you get married, whenever you get married. So the value system will be applied there as well. They tend to speak very less to their families. See there? Connected the two dots. Connect dots like this wherever you can. Brings wisdom, judgment and expansion into financial matters. So they will view finance also with the sense of morality, with the lens of right and wrong. Scorpio ascendants. Mentally, of course, there's a caveat there. Why? Because if Rahu Ketu start aspecting it, it makes it devious, isn't it? These are devious energies. Anyway, let's go to the next one. Mentally, Jupiter provides strategic foresight and a big picture approach to wealth building. They want to look at the large picture. How does this help me? How does this help my family? Because Jupiter is sitting in the house of family now. Will it do everyone good in my family? This becomes a dominant focus of Scorpio ascendants. Emotionally, their career path is often tied to their values, ethics, and desire to grow through knowledge. These are the value systems Scorpio rising brings to their career. Now, 6th house has Mars and Aries. 6th house governs daily routine, service, opposition, and problem solving. Brings courage and competitiveness and direct action into their work. Since Mars is the ruler of 6th Lord for Scorpio, they need to bring logic. They strongly bring logic, a focus on goals and target achievement. Mars loves a target to shoot. Mentally, Mars makes them sharp, decisive, and strong handling in conflict or technical challenges. Emotionally, they thrive on challenge and may feel restless without competition or demanding work. This Mars requires aggression, requires an enemy to face, requires logic and a target to practice on. That's what they want in their daily life. If there's no target, they get bored and they get restless. 10th house lord Leo, the sun is the 10th lord, governs career, authority and public recognition. 10th house as it is governs this. Now sun loves this, isn't it? Therefore Scorpio ascendants strive to achieve that leadership position in their careers. Whether they get it or not is quite another matter. Brings leadership, pride and ambition into their professional life. Mentally, the sun gives clarity and focus on their long-term goals. Saturn needs to be placed properly if they want to drive that forward. Slow, steady growth to fame and recognition. Emotionally, they seek recognition, respect and authority in their profession. This is their need. This is what they are looking for, heart of hearts. Status is central to their sense of identity. That's summing it up, isn't it? Now let's go over to the combination of the three lords and see what the combination brings about as. So the collective play of the lords for Scorpio rising. Jupiter, Mars and Sun combine wisdom, drive and leadership, the three aspects of these three planets. This makes Scorpio rising native have an attitude of intense, determined and competitive nature with a strong will to succeed and dominate in their chosen field. There is Mars, there is Jupiter and there is Sun. Especially Mars in the 6th and Sun ruling the 10th house, there is a strong approach towards gaining recognition and fame. Characteristics they bring to profession is ethical, because Sagittarius in the 2nd house, their value system is very ethical, very courageous, Mars in the 6th, ambitious, Sun, Lord of 10th. They pursue careers with both depth and determination. Their mental style is analytical yet visionary, able to combine immediate action with long-term strategy. Jupiter in Sagittarius looks everything long-term, larger goals of life. Their emotional tone is deeply invested in career achievements. Their self-worth is strongly tied to their fame, respect, success in and recognition in the professional field, because Sun is the Lord of the 10th. Wherever Sun is, it is seeking identity there. You are seeking identity there. Career outlook for Scorpio individuals with this 2-6-10 combination often provide careers in law, like we discussed, politics, yes, because Sun is in the 10th house, leadership, yes, Sun is in the 10th house, management, okay, if Jupiter, like I said, second lord is placed here, it can go to management, Jupiter loves to manage things, makes good managers. It's a benevolent, silent teachers. They become strong ones at that. If Jupiter and Mars are placed together in the 10th house, this is very good for Scorpio rising. Teaching lines, again, it depends upon teacher. Jupiter is a teacher. Not so much Sun. Well, Jupiter and Sun could teach school children also. Research. Research will depend upon where Ketu is placed. It's a Karaka of research. Defense, military, medicine, yes, definitely. This Mars and Ketu together will be either research, defense, military or medicine. You have to see other placements, Venus, Moon and so on. And also technical professions. Mars in the 6th, Sun in the 10th. Remember, I spoke of this. Malefic planets are all very technical professions, engineering, science, medicine and so on. But more technical, like engineering fields come out of Mars, Ketu, Saturn, Rahu and so on. With the Sun ruling the 10th, they naturally rise to positions of authority and visibility. Scorpio loves to hide because its ascendant is there, but they become very visible. This makes them kind of uncomfortable. Wherever they go, people start talking to Scorpio. This person must be authoritative. They carry an air of authority. But by default, they'll have to go and hide somewhere in a dark hole. This brings a little contradiction to their feeling. Mars, as sixth lord, gives ability to fight through competition, making them resilient and capable of excelling in high pressure or adversarial environments. Mars in sixth. Best for this. You might be a lawyer fighting court cases, or you might be a police chasing bad people, you know. Jupiter as a second lord ensures financial success comes through knowledge, through ethics, through teaching or through expansion oriented roles. This is the value system and Jupiter guides it there. Again, depends where Jupiter is placed physically. Their career path is often marked by intense dedication and periods of transformation, Scorpio in the first house, and eventual authority positions. This is the generic nature of what the Scorpio rising will have in terms of career outlook, career manifestation and so on. If you find something and if you're a Scorpio rising, leave your comments and we shall see how we can take it forward. Meanwhile, share this, take care, be safe. I'll see you in the next.